This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has announced another major deal funded by the homegrown Semiconductor Chips Act, a preliminary deal for up to $6.6 billion in grants plus up to $5 billion in loans for the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC. Intel of California was awarded up to $8.5 billion recently, and there are reports Samsung of South Korea is next in line. Microchips are in nearly everything except potato chips, and you'll remember the backlog from overseas during the pandemic, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
The new TSMC funding, combined with money the company is pledging to spend on expanding facilities in Arizona, represents a $65 billion investment altogether, says Mike Schmidt, director of the CHIPS Program Office at the Department of Commerce.
In terms of the development of new assets from the ground up, this is the largest foreign direct investment in the history of the country.
Schmidt stepped into his role shortly after the CHIPS Act became law and says it's basically been nonstop since then to get these funds out the door.
It's been a startup in government.
But the Department of Commerce had to build a team from the ground up to figure out how to spend the almost $40 billion in manufacturing incentives, plus other elements of the program.
President Biden signed the CHIPS and Science Act just about 20 months ago, which in government time is yesterday. And they've hired 200 people.
Vaik Chilakuri is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security.
So these people who are like materials engineers and software designers, I mean, you need the nerds also, frankly, along with the business people. And then you need the national security people on top of that.
But now that the funding is being distributed, the Commerce Department says the U.S. is on track to produce about 20% of the world's most advanced chips by 2030. That's something Zach Butterworth, who formerly worked as Biden's White House Director of Private Sector Engagement, says would be impossible without the CHIPS funding.
It's an industry we lost in the 90s, and without government intervention, it would not be coming back at the scale.
And it's not a bad election year message for Biden either. Sarah Bowerly Dansman teaches political science at Indiana University, Bloomington.
It certainly has not escaped my notice that this money is going to be used for a plant in an important swing state, not just with CHIPS, but also with some of the investments being made kind of concurrent to the IRA.
That's the Inflation Reduction Act.
There seems to be an interest in citing locations in swing states for a variety of reasons.
Which, she says, is giving businesses in all sorts of industries even more incentive to make sure they're on good terms with policymakers in D.C. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.